creation.
Heart of the community. The next idea.
It doesn't always look like the dots connect, but they do.
A new theater group in Michigan is bringing a new approach to funding and producing plays. It's called Kickshaw Theater. Its first production, The Electric Baby, is at the Interfaith Center for Spiritual Growth in Ann Arbor right now. Kickshaw's artistic director, Lynn Lammers, is with us now. Welcome.
Hi.
Good to have you here.
So good to see you.
And we welcome Amy Milanovich, who's the executive director of the Kite Network. It's a nonprofit group providing grief support. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you so much.
If you're wondering why a grief support network has teamed up with a new theater company, we are about to find out. But start, Lynn, by telling us just what is Kickshaw Theater and what makes you different from other theater companies in Michigan?
Kickshaw is all about exciting our curiosity. We came upon this idea of curiosity because I was hearing Taylor Mack speak.
Now, who is Taylor Mack?
Taylor Mack is a performance artist, an actor and writer, brilliant artist. And he said, well, what if we asked audiences to come to the theater with their curiosity rather than needing to see their experience up on stage? What if they came expecting to see something that expanded their perspective on the world and gave them a greater sense of what being human is? The other piece of that is the connectivity piece. So we're about creativity, curiosity, and connectivity. Are we making theater just because we like theater? Or are we telling stories that really matter to someone in our community that they can grab hold of and say to their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones, this is me up on the stage. I can't put my story into words, but here it is right here. Which is why we're doing the extra legwork to get out there and connect the work we're doing to different community organizations. And we were so happy to make friends with the folks at the Kite Network because they get it. They get what we're trying to do.
Amy, tell us more about the Kite Network and then how you came to be involved with Kickshaw.
The Kite Network is a local nonprofit organization, and we provide grief education to the community, but mostly peer-to-peer support to adults who are in grief. So we actually recruit individuals who've lost loved ones and have acclimated to their loss, and we pair them with individuals who have had a more recent loss. And, you know, what people sort of report is that when you are in grief, sometimes you have lots of support around you. Sometimes you don't have as much support. But often what makes the most difference to people is talking to others who have had similar experiences. The organization was actually started by local families who had lost a child and found that they did grief support groups and they did therapy. But what they found was really the most meaningful was talking to other families who had lost children.
Walked in my footsteps.
Exactly. You've walked in my footsteps. And people who have been in that kind of grief also understand that you can't take away the grief. What the Kite Network is about is allowing someone to walk that journey with you, just to be by your side, to be your beacon of hope. You got through it. You're sitting here. You still get up every morning. You still get dressed. You've figured out how to live a different life, but a new life, and I can do that too.
How did the two of you find each other so you could take this message and have it reflected in the production that Kickshaw is doing, The Electric Baby?
To have a really authentic relationship with these community organizations, it takes lots of legwork to get people to trust us and say, hey, we have a product that's going to really speak to you and be interesting to you. So we have one person dedicated to that. Her name is Heidi Bennett. She's our connectivity associate. And she put the word out there. She started connecting to different grief organizations, social workers.
I have to ask you, is that because you had this play, The Electric Baby? And it's about grief, isn't it?
Yes.
So you had the play first and
you went, we had the play first.
We need to match up.
Yeah. We did a table reading for a bunch of our partners back in November to give them a sense of it. We also sent the script out to lots of folks. We wanted to take the time to let them know what we were about and that we wanted to tell their story. Because if this doesn't matter to anyone in the community, if we're just doing theater for art's sake, you know,
it's way too precious.
It is. It needs to matter to somebody. And so when we sent the script to the Kite Network, we got this reaction. I remember Heidi calling me and saying, this Julie woman from the Kite Network is ecstatic about this story. It spoke to her. It made her cry. She connected to it on that deep level. And it has to come back to the art. It has to be about the art. Is the art doing the community any good? That's why connectivity is so important to us.
And now you have the Electric Baby at the Interfaith Center for Spiritual Growth in Ann Arbor through the 21st of February?
Yes.
What is the play about?
It's about six people whose lives interconnect in these really strange ways. And slowly, as the play evolves, you start to see how they're related and connected to one another and how it all kind of comes together by the end. And they all end up circling around this electric baby, this baby who has a terminal illness and is fighting to survive. And they all end up kind of gathered around this very special baby. Along the way, they're trying to figure themselves out, figure their lives out. And they've all experienced grief and loss in various different ways. It sounds like a sad play, doesn't it? But I tell you what, on opening night, we had so many laughs.
Well, I saw a review from critic Patty Nolan in The Examiner, and here's her words. One of the most imaginative, sweetly melancholy comedies we've seen in a while. And she also describes your cast, in her words, as a dream team of Detroit favorites. Mm-hmm. Now, there you were, Amy, you and people from the Kite Network, interacting with the cast. How did you each affect each other?
In some ways, I think this was always meant to be. As I said, we do community education, and we've gone into hospitals. We train social workers, and we connect with other community partners. But we had been talking about trying to find a different way to help the public explore the issue of grief and potentially doing it through art. So we had talked about visual art. We had talked about music. Mm-hmm. And I got this email from Heidi. It was like a gift that just dropped in our laps. I mean, truly, we felt immediately like this was exactly the kind of thing we were looking for, where we could partner with an art-based organization to figure out how to help people explore grief in another way. I think we just were blown away by a lot of the authenticity in the story. There are parts of it that each have their own realm, just like real life. But I think Julie in particular, who's been through the loss of a child, just felt so deeply moved by a lot of the experiences that the characters in the play feel.
We're talking about the newest production of the first production, actually, of the Kickshaw Theater, The Electric Baby, at the Interfaith Center for Spiritual Growth in Ann Arbor, as we explore this on The Next Idea with Kickshaw's artistic director, Lynn Lammers, and Amy Milanovich, who's executive director of the Kite Network, working together. Another new approach is the funding, is this not?
If the folks that are in the audience are really connected to the play, they'll have a deeper emotional connection to it. The Kite Network is doing this amazing work, and they just needed to find a way to tell their story. They're just as motivated as we are to get people to come and see the show. Marketing the arts is really difficult.
Yes. There are many well-intentioned groups that have foundered on the shoals of how to get the word out and how to get butts in seats.
Absolutely. You know, with TV, you see commercials, film, there are trailers, and you're familiar with the writers, the director, the actors. You know something a little bit about it. To come out to the theater, you don't know any of those things about the product you're about to see. So really the best way to get somebody to the theater is to have somebody that they know and trust and love recommend it. So if the Kite Network is going to their friends and saying, hey, this is high quality, they're telling a story that has great meaning for me, you got to come, there's no better endorsement.
Amy, tell us about the special performance this coming Saturday night. What's it going to look like, and what do you hope will happen from this?
This Saturday night, we have a special Kite Night at Kickshaw. And following the regular show, there'll be a reception and a kind of talk back where representatives from the Kite Network will sit with Lynn and with one or two of the actors and just have a conversation about some of the issues that come up in the play and explore the issues related to grief and loss and how people grieve differently and what that looks like and how it's kind of portrayed and then how it happens in real life. We also have some of our Kite Network peer counselors who will be there at the performance. And, you know, we hope that there'll be engagement from the audience. And really, what's so exciting about Kickshaw, and I think what Lynn has been talking about and what excited us, is it's not just about sitting there and being entertained. It's about really exploring the issue. And this, we hope, will give people an opportunity to further discuss what they've just seen and what their reaction is to it, and to hear a little bit both from the production side as well as the Kite Network side about our reactions to the play and our sort of reflections about how that reflects into real life experience.
You know, Lynn, the next idea is about seeking innovative ways to make Michigan better. Mm-hmm. So what kind of innovative things do you think you're doing that other theater and arts groups can learn from?
We're really intentional about how we connect to the community. Otherwise, who cares that we exist besides us? We're having great fun making theater, but who cares? That question is important to us. We're also interested in telling diverse stories and looking at stories from diverse perspectives. And one of the reasons why this play works so well is that it looks at grief and different kinds of grief from lots of different vantage points. It opens up a great opportunity for this conversation we're going to have with the Kite Network on Saturday after the show, because we get to talk about all the diverse ways in which people experience grief. This summer, what we're doing that's slightly different that a lot of other professional companies aren't doing is we're doing the Kickshaw Lab, which means we're doing a piece that's going to be a bit more bite-sized. So it's going to be 15, 20 minutes long. It's going to be experiential. So folks are going to be able to walk through the piece and experience it happening around them, kind of like a haunted house, but it won't be scary. Mm-hmm. It's going to be kind of irreverent and funny and silly and a kind of a fun thing to do on your way to or from dinner, to or from the bar, and something that we're hoping folks in my age demographic might want to come see.
Lots of interesting ideas. You can learn more about the Kite Network at their website, which is thekitenetwork.org, and get information on performances and tickets for The Electric Baby by going to kickshawtheater.org. Lynn Lammers, Artistic Director of Kickshaw, and Amy Milanovich, Executive Director of the Kite Network. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.